Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Thurman. Batting third. The center fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Brooks Lawrence. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Brooks Lawrence. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Speak. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Bolger. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Silvera. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Temple for the out. One out. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman strikes out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams takes first base on ball four. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Post moves to second. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speak. Hook reaches second base with a double. Post scores. Bailey scores. It's 2-0, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speak, who is chasing the ball. McMillan reaches third base with a triple. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0 for 1 in the game. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thurman for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3 to nothing, Reds. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 1 in the game. Crow is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Silvera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvera hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0 for 1 in the game. Speak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adams moves to second. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tanner hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Post is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bulger hits a fly ball into left field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Charlie Silvera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvera is 0 for 1 in the game. Silvera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawrence is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0 for 2 in the game. Thurman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott is 0 for 1 in the game. Drott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawrence fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Adams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Robinson who is chasing the ball. Adams reaches third base with a triple. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Lawrence covering, for the out. Adams scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Reds. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 2 in the game. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Robinson. Banks reaches second base with a double. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bulger hits a pop-up towards the mound. Lawrence settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hoke takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawrence hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Silvera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvera is 0-for-2 in the game. Silvera hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob will pinch hits for Dick Drott. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a fly ball into left field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-3 in the game. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0-for-3 in the game. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lown fields it and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to second. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-3 in the game. Crow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tanner hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-3 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Lawrence covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Post takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bailey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speak. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Post moves to third. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hoke is walked intentionally. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into right field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Post tags and scores. One out. It's 4-1, Reds. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawrence bunts towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lawrence for the out. Bailey moves to third. Hoke moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Alex Gramm is now playing shortstop. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-3 in the game. Bolger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls pinch hits for Charlie Silvera. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke catches it and throws to first to double up Bolger. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.